and now holding that today. Tommy, what was it like to go to Cuba this weekend?
Well, I've been going back ever since I was about a year and a half old, and on this past weekend, we had a chance to meet a lot of the people that we've seen in the past, and we tracked down a lot of the same folks. It's a good barometer to see what's happening in Cuba, because every time we go meet with real people, and we get to see what's happening in their lives. And so on this trip, we actually were very lucky. We met some of the same people that we found on past trips.
We only have 10 seconds, but the experience of the people on the ground in Cuba of Fidel Castro now no longer being very visible.
You know, Cuba, the daily life is the same. But for people that know Fidel and who have watched what he's done, I mean, there's a sad feeling, because the clock ticks for everybody. It ticks for Fidel, and he might have done amazing things, but he's human.
John and Tommy Alpert, thanks so much for being with us. Tonight I'll be in Hewlett, New York, then in Harrisonburg, Virginia this weekend on Friday night. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Berkshire, Hugo Caduce. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
And you are listening to radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, and it's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock, which means 4 minutes late for Off the Wall. And, of course, we're going to jump right in because we have so little time tonight. Sorry for the late start. There were technical difficulties here earlier, which no longer seem to exist. And we'll be leaving the air earlier tonight as well, another basketball game. In fact, this basketball game, they assure me, will start on time, 6:45, as opposed to last week. So we only have an abbreviated amount of time to be with you tonight. And we'd like to take phone calls like we did last week. We had a good flurry of calls. We got that extra half hour that we weren't expecting. And for some reason, when we're on, when we're not supposed to be, apparently that's when people feel like calling in. Well, tonight we won't have that luxury. Tonight we have less time than ever. So we hope you'll call in probably starting in about 15 minutes or so. 631-632-9872. 631-632-WUSB. And we're talking about current events, things in your life, questions, answers, complaints. I've got a complaint. I, on the way over here, it always happens to me. I always get annoyed by something. I just would like to know when. Did I miss something someplace where it became acceptable, it became okay for people to just drive with their bright lights on? You know, they don't care anymore that they're blinding the people they're approaching, which when you think about it is really a stupid thing to do. Because they're approaching you as well as you approaching them, and it could be bad for both of you if you meet. But I've noticed this. I've noticed this over the past few years, and I know I'm accused of blaming SUVs for everything, but I think it's got something to do with that, too. I just think it's the mentality of, I'm king of the road. I can do what I want. And I think the authorities have just sort of backed off. They're like, yeah, you know what? Drive with your brights on. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. You got to see what's coming. You got to see what's ahead of you. Make the lights brighter than ever. In fact, make the low beams the equivalent of high beams in the past. Oh, the human eye will adjust. Don't worry about it. And then, you know, you make the mistake of flashing somebody who you think has their brights on, and then they turn on their super brights, and it's like staring into the sun. It's a horrible thing, but there are these occasions, and I find this to be true many, many times, where people just are driving with their brights on, and they don't care. And you try to get their attention, you try to do everything possible, waving flags, shouting, flashing all kinds of apparatuses at them, and it doesn't do any good. They don't care. So yeah, on the way over here, I had to deal with that because now it's nighttime, You see what happens this time of year. This show is kind of unique because sometimes it's on during the daytime, sometimes it's on at night, and this is the time of year where 6 o'clock is nighttime and it's dark outside. So all sorts of other challenges. I've got every challenge you can imagine driving with the sun in my eyes when it's autumn, and I guess spring too. And now it's pitch black dark outside. If you're driving, please be considerate of your fellow motorists, you know? It's like nobody cares anymore. Yeah, drive monster trucks on the highway. Drive cars that are wider than the lanes. Nobody seems to really care anymore. And that's just a sad thing, and I think it spills over into our interactions with each other face-to-face. I've seen more than one person with their brights on in person. Not when they're driving. And then getting into... this is a real nightmare. I don't know if anybody's on their way over here. I don't know if this is some kind of tactic they use for basketball games, because there's a big basketball game on tonight. We're playing Hofstra, apparently. And that's another school here on Long Island, so it's all kinds of rivalries and street gang fights and things like that going on. Never mind all that. They closed the road. They closed the road to the only parking lot for the sports complex, the stadium, the student union building where we are right now. They just closed it. And I'm like, on my way over here, and there are these cops just with their cars blocking the entire road, and they're just waving their arms and these little reflectors that they have. And nobody's going anywhere because there's no place to go. Everybody needs to get down this road, but they've closed the road. And there's plenty of space down the road. There's no reason to close the road. They just decided to do it for some reason. And I'm trying to ask these guys, what is your objective here? What exactly? I'll play the game. I just want to know what the game is. Because there's no place to go. And you close the road, and nobody knows why. But I there are so many people ahead of me. It was like talking to a celebrity. That I had to park really illegally. And, you know, it was either that or have dead air. There were no parking lots to park in because they blocked the road to the parking lots. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? You can't just abandon your car and run. Or maybe you can, I don't know. So those are the two major things bothering me right now. My car currently is parked illegally. If I get a ticket tonight, I'm going to be really kind of cranky next week. I'll tell you that right now. I just hope that the cops on this campus have their hands full dealing with a basketball game. They won't find my car. We'll see. A local scare. This is something else. I've never seen this happen before. Our local Taco Bell here in the Stony Brook area was shut down due to an E. coli scare. And the thing is, they say that this took place in late November. People who apparently have come down, have been stricken, were found to have frequented certain Taco Bells, among them the one on the Wisconsin Highway in Port Jefferson Station. I was there. I was there during that period. Now, I don't often go to fast food places, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I do if it's 3 in the morning and I'm in the mood for a snack and there's nothing open, I don't feel like cooking, which in my case means microwaving, then yeah, okay. Guilty as charged. Already, I'm hearing from my friends. I hope this teaches you a lesson. I hope after you read Fast Food Nation and your Taco Bell gets shut down that you'll know better. You know, I never was under the impression that fast food was the same thing as healthy food. I don't know if many people out there are. If so, you're stupid. You're stupid people if you think that fast food is healthy. It's not healthy. But sometimes having something that's fun is mentally healthy. And it's not the worst thing in the world for you. So I think, you know, the people who are happy with what they're doing are much healthier than the people who are overly serious and always in a bad mood. So, occasionally you can do something, you know, have a bag of potato chips or a pizza or something that, might not be the best thing for you, but if it gets you through the day and puts you in a good mood, that's got to count for something as well. Now, on a similar topic, today, New York City Health Board officially banned trans fats at restaurants. I'm all for this. The Board of Health voted today to make New York the nation's first city to ban artery-clogging artificial trans fats at restaurants. Everything from the corner pizzeria to high-end bakeries. They passed the ban unanimously. And it gives restaurants a slight break by giving them a lot of time to meet these regulations up until July of 2008. But restaurant industry representatives are angry. They're saying, we don't think a municipal health agency has any business banning a product the Food and Drug Administration has already approved. Well, you know, that begs the question, why would the FDA approve something that is so horribly unhealthy? Now, there's a difference between going out and having something that's fun and having an ingredient that is basically poison, and allowing that to be the main ingredient, to be the default. If you can do something, if you can make a McDonald's burger without, like, killing somebody, I think we should be pushing people to do that. Or at least give them the choice. But, you know, you don't get that choice. You don't get a big sign saying you want the trans fatty burger or you want the non-trans fatty one. You don't get that. It's either all or nothing. So I'm all in favor of making it as healthy as good sense dictates. But not so far as to forbid fast food or all the unhealthy things completely. I think there's such a thing as going a little too far. Okay, what else do we want to cover tonight? All sorts of things have been going on in so little time. That's right, it's the holiday season. And here, for those of you listening in other countries, the religious right basically does run the government here. This is a fact. You can look it up. And the FCC is a part of that government. So we do occasionally, once a year, we have to follow the rules. I mean, I'm not saying we don't follow the rules the rest of the year. I'm saying we have to follow the religious rules because we are a nation that fears God. And it's important that we keep our license. So, okay, what I'm getting at is that it's the holiday season and we're required to play holiday-type things every now and then. I think if you listen every couple of hours, you'll hear somebody doing something in the holiday spirit. That's not because they want to. It's because they have to. It's because we're sort of forced into it. But we're trying to make the best of it here. We're trying to keep a smile plastered on our faces, regardless of what kind of drugs it takes to keep it there. And here's a piece that that has to do with holiday cheer and things like that. So try and keep that in mind. All right, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Christmas it's good. Isn't no. just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Yeah, I'm just worried about how many different copyright infringements there were in that piece. Was that really a wise choice? All right. Well, who was that? That was Corporal Blossom with White Christmas. Look at that. Look at the album title. Copyright Infringement Advisory Illegal Art. Come on. Who picked this? I mean, already the lawyers are filing papers. Unbelievable. Okay, well, that's an attempt. And maybe we'll try to make another attempt at holiday cheer a little later. Hey, I heard a good joke. Let's try and get a little bit less serious here. Actually, it's not a joke. It's a fact. That apparently, in Texas, did you know this? In Texas, your intelligence is ranked. This is sort of an unofficial thing. It's ranked by your middle name. Yeah, it's got something to do with the alphabet. If you have a middle name that begins with the letter A, you're supposed to be very, very intelligent. You're the most intelligent. B, a little less so. C, a little less than that. I didn't know this. Apparently, Texas has been doing this for years, and it applies to people that live there, that have moved there, that have been born there. But wow, it's something. That's known as planting a seed. In a few minutes, that will sprout. Okay, our phone number is 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. I guess we're still talking about the horrible events of last week with the NYPD cop shooting. I'll tell you, that case bothers me for so many reasons. It is just so incredibly wrong on so many levels. As they would say on TV, it's a big bowl of wrong. Why? Oh, boy, we don't have enough time. We don't have enough time. But basically, anytime you have a situation like this, for those who don't know, this guy who was about to be married was killed by cops because they thought that he was posing a threat to them by driving his car down the street. And there's a little more to it than that, but that's basically the gist of it. He was unarmed. He was with friends who were unarmed. This is wrong because, well, first of all, you had an undercover operation going on outside this club at 4 a.m. And yeah, these guys were in a club at 4 a.m. That's not a crime. Maybe they even were intoxicated. I don't know. Maybe they were acting rowdy. I don't know. That's not the issue. People are trying to come up with all sorts of reasons why these cops had to kill this guy and wound his two friends. First of all, you have this undercover operation outside the club, and obviously these cops are not communicating with each other because you have some cops sitting in cars in other areas who didn't know what was going on. The first indication they heard that there was trouble was gunshots. Now, if you have people that are getting into a car and you think they're suspicious or something like that, does it make sense? Does it make sense for you to approach them without appearing to be cops at all? Approaching them in a dark car, approaching them in plain clothes, trying to jump in front of their car and stop them. No, you know, it seems to me that's a way to make them think that they're about to be attacked by somebody who may not be a cop. I mean, that's you don't have to go to college to get that kind of conclusion. And so what's a better way to do it? Well, you wait till the guys get in the car and then, hey, you pull them over with a car that has flashing lights. You do it almost immediately. And I know there are cars around. There are always cars around, so they could do that very quickly. The way they did it was stupid, dumb, and it basically winds up with situations like this happening. Now, it's against police policy to fire on a car if the car is the only quote unquote weapon being used against the cops. In other words, you can aim a car at a cop or a cop car and hit the accelerator, and they are not supposed to shoot you. And presumably they're supposed to get out of the way. Now, that's not what happened in this case from the witness testimony, but it just goes to show that what they did was against their own policy. Now, when people were wounded, when people were shot and wounded, what do you think happened to them? They were handcuffed. They were handcuffed. In fact, they wound up in the hospital handcuffed to the bed. These guys were treated like criminals. The cops? No, they weren't treated like criminals. They're the ones who killed somebody. They're the ones who had guns. They're the only ones who had guns. And you know what? We still don't know who they are. Their names are still being protected. Imagine that kind of treatment for a civilian. It's insane. It's insane. How do you justify this kind of a thing? Keeping the names to yourself, keeping it internal. In fact, I don't think I have heard no news report to indicate this. that they have even been questioned by anybody. I have not heard that. They are spending all kinds of resources tracking down this quote-unquote fourth man. Now, the fourth man is key because the fourth man could justify all the things that the cops did. Only problem, there doesn't seem to have actually been a fourth man, because the only people saying that are these cops, who, by the way, they could have been drunk off their asses, and they are not allowed, or they don't have to be given a breathalyzer test. They're allowed to go on their merry way, not be questioned, not be named, not be identified. Plenty of time to communicate with your friends and get the story straight. Plenty of time for the alcohol to wear off. Unbelievable. How can anybody not say this case is so wrong, so horrible, so bad? Now, it gets worse. Because of this fourth man scenario, the cops are desperate. They're desperate to find the fourth man, or to make one up if he doesn't exist. So what are they doing? They're going to everybody that knows these guys, the guys that got shot, and they're raiding their homes. Yeah, to get more witness testimony. But in the process, they're arresting people for such things as parking tickets that are unpaid. In one case, an illegal weapon, great. But, you know, the pretext of entering somebody's home simply because they knew somebody and might be able to come up with a scenario to get your ass out of trouble, that stinks. That really stinks. They're harassing people who visit at the hospital. If you're a friend of one of the wounded and you go visit at the hospital, the cops are going to harass you and try to get you to admit there was a fourth man so that they can get out of trouble. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. you couldn't write this. You could not write material like this. All right, so basically, I guess opening up to the phones now, 631-632-9872. And as is our policy, we pick up the phone. We get more than one call. I see there's one call there, and thank you very much for calling. If it times out, just call right back. But we do want more than one call so we can have the option to go to different calls. Maybe we'll talk to you for 10 minutes. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk to you for 10 seconds. Or there we go. We got more calls now. Very nice. Let's take our first listener phone call, 631-632-9872. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Good. Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai. That's very close to here, isn't it?
Yeah. We're over near Port Jefferson.
Okay. Near the afflicted Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Well, I think they've been inflicted for a long time, but they haven't gotten caught until more recently.
Maybe. Well, let's not make enemies of them.
I know you're saying though, anyplace. You know, fast food is, everybody likes a little garbage now and again, especially at 2 in the morning. They're the only ones open.
Exactly. Garbage isn't always bad for you, is my point.
Well, I'd like to chime in on what you were talking about. You know, in today's Newsday, there was an article. I'll read it to you. It's a young man accused of robbing a fellow college student of two PlayStation 3 video game consoles was shot and killed by officers sent to arrest him. Peyton Strickland, 18, was killed Friday at a Wilmington, North Carolina house he shared with three roommates. Sheriff Sid Causey said roommate Mike Roten said Strickland was unarmed but may have been holding a game controller.
Ugh.
Went to the door as officers bashed it in. The sheriff said Strickland was shot by members of a specially trained team who went to help university officers serve arrest warrants. Causey said officers considered the arrest a high-risk situation. Authorities promised yesterday to investigate the shooting. But, you know, I mean, if these guys were specially trained...
Yeah.
And I would like to connect it to the war on drugs. I mean, they say, like, you can't smoke pot because it's bad for you, right? So They make these laws. And then they're going to stick guns in your face. What's worse for you? Smoking weed or having a gun shoved in your face? I really think that what's up is down and down is up in this country at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you said it right there. Even if you don't get shot with one of those guns, have you ever had a gun pointed in your face, a loaded gun?
It must be like.
It's a traumatic experience.
But, I mean, this kid, what, he took some PlayStations maybe, and yet they go to his house with a specially trained team, and they murdered him.
Yeah.
Over a video game?
And the guy had no gun at all. He was holding a joystick.
He's an 18-year-old kid. Did they prove he stole a play? I thought you were innocent until proven guilty. How did they know he stole these things?
Yeah.
Maybe they were just missing. I mean, it's insane. We live in a police state.
The point is, even if
happening to this country,
even if the guy is guilty,
that we pay to protect us and to serve us, it's become the opposite.
Even if the guy is guilty, I don't think that in any way takes away from the fact that he did not deserve to be killed for that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's irrelevant whether or not the guy did it or didn't do it. This is not the proper response. I heard
just
another
like
case.
The gentleman in Jamaica, I realize it's a tougher neighborhood, it's a touchy situation, but if you can't handle the job, then you shouldn't have it. If you're so afraid of what you're doing, then don't do it. Let somebody else be the hero.
Right, exactly. What happened was one cop started firing and all the other cops started firing too. Everybody panicked at the same time. If you're going to panic, you're in the wrong line of work.
That's right. Well, you know what I think it comes down to, too, is there's a certain amount of arrogance that takes hold of anyone's mentality once they become a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
There's like this, like, I don't know if it's the football team mentality or what the hell is wrong with these guys, but it goes right to their heads, and they become hot shot badasses. And, you know, it's just par for the course. I don't think that we're the only ones that it's...
And the rest of us become scum, and I've seen this. I've had friends who have become law officers of one sort or another, and they always look down on the rest of the people because we're all skulls in their eyes. We're all people that are trying to hide something.
Yeah.
And by the same token, we should not be condemning all cops because there's a lot of good cops out there that don't do this.
And they do a great service to society. There are a lot of great men out there. And like I said, yeah, it's unfortunate that the bad apples are spoiling the whole bunch, but I really think that they got to be less gung-ho with these guns. Can't they use stun guns? Can't they use tranquilizer guns?
Well, we see stun guns being used.
That big of a pussy that they can't stand up to these guys without having to just murder them on the spot, you know? I mean,
the thing is,
it doesn't make sense. They shouldn't have the
job. Look at a group like the Guardian Angels, which patrols the streets without any... The Guardian Angels patrol the streets without weapons, and they rely on their other skills to calm situations down. And I think they have a better track record than the guys that are going out there all armed to the hilt.
Yeah, sure. And another thing, too, is I think that a lot of the police forces are filled with nepotism. I don't think that these guys are necessarily qualified for their jobs. Had they gone through a proper background check, I think they're getting their jobs because of who their father knows, who their father is. Most of them, their relatives are police officers or their fathers were police officers. Everybody I know, especially in Suffolk County, is the worst. It's all nepotism. Everybody is on the inside. And if you remember some years back, they were fixing the test so everybody else would fail, but all the guys, their kids would pass because they taught them how to take the test. You know?
I remember they were having a test, I think it was in Nassau Coliseum, and everybody was on their cell phones at the time getting answers while the test was going on. It's unbelievable. Sir, thank you so much for the call. Very interesting
points.
Thank
you for taking it, you know. And, you know, there's one other point I wanted to make. Last week, some guy had tried to insinuate that you weren't fair on this show. I mean, and that, like, you were hogging up the airspace. But I think you do a stupendous job, and you allow people to chime in on many topics. Bam in the morning, he's a little, he kind of takes hold of the airways and doesn't really let much in, although I love his show. And the other woman, Zabby, she also does the same thing.
Let's critique them on their programs.
But I think you're very fair, and I think that the university a couple of months back invited many people from the community to come and join the radio station. So I really think that guy needed to be corrected, you know?
Well, everybody's open to entitled to their opinion, but thanks so much for expressing yours.
Thank you for hearing us out. Take care,
buddy. All right, take care. Let's take another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Right now, I'm westbound on Sunrise Highway.
Be careful. Be very careful of those people with their bright lights on.
Oh, okay, I'll do that. Listen, I just have one quick question.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, this New York City thing is going to result in a big, giant lawsuit, okay?
Okay.
My question is, do my Long Island or Suffolk County tax go to pay for any of the city's lawsuits?
Well, that's a good question because there's all sorts of lawsuits being filed. I think there's some kind of insurance fund that covers all this because currently I'm suing the city of New York because of false arrest during the RNC.
All right, a lot of people are doing
and that. A number of friends have come up to me saying, "Hey, do I have to pay for this? should I not sue because of an injustice because it's going to come out of the pockets of fellow citizens?" I think the way the system works, there are so many lawsuits going on that they have a fund for this kind of a thing. But we all pay for the city's incompetence in one way or another, but I think we pay a uniform fee for it.
Now, people are suing. That's another one point. It's probably another topic, but a lot of people like to sue, right? Do people really think, people say, well, I don't want this to happen to somebody else, so I'm going to sue. Who are they kidding? Nothing's going to change. The only thing that's going to change is they're getting a payday. That's how I look at it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, certainly people who have been killed or wounded as a result of incompetence deserve something. There's no question about that. Maybe it won't get any better, but I'll tell you, if there was not publicity about this particular case, I think it would be getting a whole lot worse.
It's just like any other one, okay? I've heard Louima's, I guess Louima's wife or mother, whoever, well, okay, it's all the same, all right? Get a payday, and that's well, pretty
don't
much
you
it.
Think they...
I just want to make sure that none of my money from Suffolk County is going into the city to pay for this loss.
Yeah, but I mean, referring to it as a payday makes it seem as if they're just taking advantage of the situation. They were put in a very bad situation, and I don't think any amount is too much for them. Something like that. I mean, I you might feel differently if it happened to somebody you knew.
I suppose. I mean, I've had the chance to do the NYPD a couple of times, but I don't bother because I wasn't brought up like that. But I behave myself and I do what I'm supposed to. That's pretty much it.
Well, these people were behaving themselves too. That's the point.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Drive carefully.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Okay, we're going to give another shot? All right. Another shot at holiday cheer. We'll take your phone calls, 631-632-9872. I hope we get it right this time.
Jack Frost roasting on an open fire. Chestnuts nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung like Eskimos. Everybody knows tiny thistles all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. And every mother's child is gonna sleep. Every reindeer on his way, and so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 2. Although it's been said many times, many ways, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
Okay, well, that was better. It's weird how you remember these things differently. I could have sworn it didn't quite sound that way when I was growing up, but very nice holiday cheer there. Okay, 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. That's our phone number. If you have comments, things you'd like to say to us, by all means, give us a call. Here's a letter, otw@2600.com, by the way, is our email address. This is from David. First, I'd like to apologize on behalf of Australia for the brain-damaged caller from Perth thinking it's cool to commit credit card fraud. I would like to say that not most people here... I would like to say that not most people here are not of that level of intelligence. Well, I think I know what you're trying to say, but I'm not sure I could keep a straight face while doing so. Okay. Actually, I'm using those right now. But
I just need to set up for the game.
You need the same patch cords I'm using for the calls for the game. How about I get out of here at 6:42, and then we have a full 3 minutes to set up.
All right. They're just waiting on it.
Because
right
I'm okay. I'm going through those cords right now. My voice is traveling through them, but
gotcha.
We'll take care of it.
Okay,
folks. That's your call. That's your warning to call in quickly because we only have a few minutes left. 631-632-9872. They need the patch cords that we're using for the game, and your voice uses those patch cords as much as anybody else's. So please give us a call. 631-632-9872. Continuing with this letter. Yeah, I like to say most people here are not of that level of intelligence. I'm not sure I could keep a straight face while doing so. it's a point, but I don't think everybody in Australia feels that way. When you're looking for a holiday destination during the time around December or January, I would not suggest Australia to you since the heat here is unbelievable and definitely would not be suited to somebody who prefers a colder climate. Lastly, with regards to the police shooting and the current arms race occurring in many countries, would it not be a better idea to, rather than seek to give the police bigger and better weapons, to provide them with more effective defensive technologies and training? Things like body armor, non-lethal weapons, better negotiation and communication skills, etc. Fine, David. Thank you, David, for that thoughtful letter and some very good questions and points raised. Let's see. No calls? 631-632-9872. We only have 4 minutes, so if you're out there, you have something to say to us. Now is your chance, especially those of you on Long Island who are driving, listening to us right now. Well, do it safely. Do it safely and let us know what's on your mind. Dear Emmanuel, I really appreciate your commentary on the last show that we should care about the computerized voting machines. Regardless of the general outcome of the election, it shows you are true to your principles. Computerized paperless tallies are just creepy. The day will come that we learn in retrospect that a major election was won or lost because an unprincipled partisan hacked the machine to an unlawful end, and the nation will look wistfully back on the days of hanging chads. Signed, Dan the Texan. Thank you, Dan. And yes, you know, it's voting machines is something we're discussing on the other show quite a bit. And yeah, you know, the electronic system, maybe someday it'll work. Maybe someday it'll be used in a proper way. But right now, even with a paper trail, you have these closed systems that can be manipulated in some way. And you don't know how the software works. You don't have a way of double-checking to make sure it's being used properly. And, paper ballots, where you just count the papers. It may seem ridiculously simple, but sometimes ridiculously simple is the way to go. Let's see. This may be quite forward, but I'd like you to do a segment on your show some week regarding religion. All over the world, cigarette boxes now come with a sign in big, bold lettering that states something along the lines of, "Warning, smoking kills." Question, should all places of worship and religious text, regardless of religion, be forced to come up with a similar message, warning, religion kills? I certainly think it would be an interesting topic. What is your stance on religion? Oh boy. If I had to guess, I'd say that you're an atheist. My reasons? You come across as being a logical and intelligent thinking type of guy. Isn't it amazing what radio can do? Oh, wow. Intelligent and logical. Wow. Doesn't readily accept something just because you're simply told to accept it. Anyhow, I'm hoping to hear you discuss this in the near future. Signed, Brill. Thanks, Brill, for that letter. And you know what? If somebody doesn't call in the next 30 seconds, we're not going to take any more calls. And then I'm going to relinquish the patch cords there. Have no choice. No, atheism is too much of a religion to me. Atheism, that implies that you know it all. That implies that you know for a fact that there's no God out there. There's no higher intelligence. And I don't know anything. So whatever it is that sums that up, whatever religion or belief system, and I think agnosticism is the closest one so far, and I think, you know, none of us really know what's going on. So that's my main feeling on that. Okay, you know what? The sports guys are breathing down my neck here, so we're going to have to end it early tonight, and we'll be back again next week with a full hour. Again, our email address is otw@2600.com. I'd like to hear your thoughts, letters, things like that. Emmanuel Wilson for Off the Wall. Have a good night. I want to go home. Yes, I want to go home. La, la. If you see my home. Yes, I want to go home.
this life I'm living.